Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics in southern Arizona and the rest of the world. Today with us in the studio we have Barry Herr, president of the Southern Arizona Green Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the studio, Barry.
Well, hi. I really appreciate the opportunity.
What is green about the Green Chamber of Commerce?
I think our mission statement speaks to that. We're here to foster the success of green business and enterprise in Southern Arizona through value-added education and by advocating the best practices that can accelerate our progress towards a more prosperous and sustainable business.
What are the main issues that you're concerned with these
days?
Well,
we have basically four pillars that we try and operate with. We have education, a networking opportunity, advocacy, the political aspect, and business development in terms of the best practices that businesses can employ to have their own enterprise more green as well.
How do you approach businesses?
We have various programs that we run through the month. We have a monthly breakfast in which we invite speakers of interest. We've had people from various government entities, various sustainable industries in terms of watershed management, perhaps one month, and photovoltaic another, so that we are generally educating ourselves in the area of the green side of business and living and sustainability.
Do you also support certain candidates because they support sustainability?
You know, as the Southern Arizona Green Chamber of Commerce, we're going to support candidates that have a more green type of agenda. We're looking to move these discussions and move the solutions forward.
What's the most important issue that you're occupied with?
Sustainability. As an organization, we want to continue to get our mission out to develop and grow our membership. To that end, we have a sustainability committee. David Schaller was the head of that committee and established the Climate Leadership Challenge, which we use as a focus for businesses to utilize to become more sustainable and make a smaller carbon footprint. It is computer-based. It can be reached through the sagcc.org website looking for the Climate Leadership Challenge button. And if one registers and maintains the program of how they're going to reduce their carbon footprint, you would then be able to measure it at the end of a year. The challenge is actually to reduce your carbon footprint by 10%. I would just encourage everybody to learn more about our organization, sagcc.org. I think our September mixer at the Havistor is a great place to come and meet some of the folks that are involved in our organization and invite everybody to come for that too.
This has been the Weekly Green. Please call 623-1000 or go to kxci.org to pledge your support for your community radio station. You can leave comments and suggestions on the Weekly Green Facebook page. This is Dan Lout. Thank you for listening.